Welcome to this session, a session on festive eating. It's going to do a nice relaxation. And then just talk around sustaining control and looking after yourself through this festive period. So to begin, I'll just ask you to make yourself comfortable. And allow your eyes to close. Just take a few moments, if you will, just focusing on your breathing. Taking deep, gentle breaths, nothing forced, nothing dramatic, just deep, gentle breathing and just enjoying the softness and the rhythm of your own breathing. And as we go forward into this session, you'll notice just how easily your body and mind respond to my voice. You'll notice how you respond to the requests and suggestions I put to you. And if you find your mind wandering and drifting, well, that's okay, that really doesn't matter. Don't worry about that, because your mind will come back to my voice each time, allowing my voice to relax you deeper with each word, as that part of your mind that on hearing my voice knows just what to do, how to feel, how to let go, that part of your mind surrenders you to relaxation. And as you surrender, already you're noticing your body relax, noticing how effortless your breathing feels, and you're becoming aware of how all those muscles in your arms and legs are unwinding like so many rubber bands that were once tight and twisted and are now loose and limp. So too those muscles in your arms and legs, loose, limp, letting go of any tightness, any tension, as you feel your arms and legs sinking down, melting down into the chair, into the bed. And a wonderful sense of relaxation begins to flow through the whole of your body. A blissful, peaceful feeling just oozing through muscle, bone and nerve, and reaching down through your legs to the soles of your feet, where perhaps you notice a tingle, a warmth, or just a softness that signals to you that a wave of relaxation has flowed through your entire body, as now you notice how effortless, how easy it is for you to relax. Your body relaxed, your mind ready to let go, ready to allow my voice to find those deep inner spaces in your mind, ready to let my words share those spaces. Spaces deep in your mind where you can make change happen. Spaces where you have all the wisdom and ability to create what you desire. And you know, there really is no need to try and figure out how you're making change happen. You're simply allowing it to happen. So take a nice deep breath. As you let it out, let go of any stress, any worry, any tension. Take another deep breath, and again, as you breathe out, let go of any tension, any tightness, any concerns. Really give yourself permission to relax. Give yourself permission to relax as deeply as you like, and just let yourself focus on my voice and allow your body and mind to follow my words. Now, with each and every breath, you can allow your body to relax even more deeply. Each time you breathe out, you feel your arms become more and more relaxed. Your back sinks deeper into the chair or bed, wherever you're resting. And any remaining tension just floats away from you as easily as breath leaves your body. Your cares and concerns float away easily. And now notice how your eyes feel. And as you focus on my voice, you may have already noticed that your eyelids are even more tightly closed, drawn down by a soft, gentle heaviness that lies across your eyes. And the more you relax, the deeper you'll go, as waves of relaxation float down through your body, warm, soothing, comforting, floating gently and softly down through your body, right down to the tips of your toes. And now, I'd like you to double the relaxation in your eyes and eyelids. Just allow that sense of comforting heaviness to build. And now let that feeling float down through your body. Again, this feeling of calmness, like a wave of relaxation floating down through your entire body, warming, soothing, comforting, floating gently and softly down through your body, right down to the tips of your toes. And now you can relax your eyelids even more. Go ahead and relax them so deeply that they simply will not open. And now your body is relaxing. So softly, smoothly sinking into relaxation, as you can allow your mind to now relax as deeply as your body. Your deep inner self, your subconscious mind, continues to hear and respond to my voice as each and every sound relaxes you deeper. The sound of the music, relaxing you deeper. Each and every note of the music finding its perfect place in your mind and body. Each word that I say creating comfort deep inside of you as my words find their perfect place inside your mind, body, and spirit. And as you rest there, comfortable, very relaxed, you become aware of a staircase. It's a beautiful staircase with a polished, ornate banister running down alongside, and a deep, rich carpet underneath your bare feet. And as you look down the stairs, you notice there are 10 steps leading gently down. 10 steps leading down and down and down. And these are the steps that will lead you deep into dream time, deep into relaxation. And in a moment, I'd like you to walk down those steps with me as I count them off for you one at a time. And you will find that the deeper down you go, the more comfortable and the more relaxed you will become. So when you're ready to walk down the stairs, you place your hand on the banister and begin to slowly descend the stairs as I count them off from 10 to 1. 10. Deeply relaxed, deeply comfortable. 9. Deeply relaxed, deeply comfortable. 8. More and more, and more relaxed. 7. Deeply relaxed, deeply comfortable. 6. 5. More and more, and more relaxed. 4. Deeply relaxed, deeply comfortable. 3. More and more relaxed. 2. Almost at the bottom now. Just one more step to go. And 1. Going deeper and deeper down into hypnosis now. All the way down to that deeper, healthier level of mind. And as you reach the bottom, you can let the stairs and the ordinary, everyday world just drift away as you go further and further down, as you go deeper and deeper. And now, as the festive season is upon us, you can really begin to feel confident about your attitude toward food at this time of the year. In the past, it may not always have been so. Maybe you would eat just about everything going, everything offered. And then, when the holidays were over and you were faced with the consequences of overeating, a bloated stomach, so many healthy plans gone to ruin, and all those added pounds of fat on your body, that awful feeling that you have to start all over again. Well, it didn't feel so good. You've been doing so well with your eating, well on your way to reaching your goal. This time, you're going to have all the determination and motivation you need to say no to excess food. And you will do this with no effort at all. There will be absolutely no feelings of going without or being denied. In fact, each time you say no to excess food, you'll immediately experience a wonderful feeling of satisfaction in your stomach and in your mind. when you're faced with a large portion of food, you find it so easy to eat just what your body needs and to leave the rest. You begin to feel fuller, faster, on small amounts of healthy food. And you drink clear, clean water with each meal, helping you feel full. And you know, you simply just know, you can leave food on your plate. And you really won't risk losing anyone's love. You won't risk offending anyone, for those who really care about you will respect and admire your desire to eat small amounts. They won't ply you with serving after serving of stodgy food. They won't do that. Not unless they want you to be fat and overweight. And even if they do try to coax you to eat more than you want, you find it ever so easy to say no, in a polite and friendly way, not hurting anyone's feelings, because you're asserting yourself. You're looking after yourself. You really prefer to eat small amounts of food. This makes you feel healthy and proud of your own determination, strength, and wisdom of mind. And if you're cooking, preparing food yourself, you find that you can do so with no desire to nibble or graze as you go. You take great pride in your cooking and enjoy cooking healthy, attractive food. And because you're taking such care, you leave the nibbling and testing for others. They're the ones who will eat more than you. You will eat just what your body needs and feel so much more satisfied on smaller amounts of food. And when you're cooking, you make sure that you include healthy options in the meals, because this is what you will choose. Even if others prefer to eat fatty or greasy food, stodgy or starchy food, sweet or salty food, that is their choice. It's certainly not yours. You're doing so well and you're determined to reach your goal, your weight, your dress size. And you're doing this easily and effortlessly. It doesn't take willpower to say no. All it takes is the desire to achieve your goal. And your desire is strengthened day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. Because that's how you really want to be. Slimmer, healthier, fitter. And imagine yourself, 6 months on from now, you've reached, or you're well on your way to reaching, the figure, the dress size, the weight you so rightly deserve, feeling, looking so much more healthy, more attractive, more self-assured in yourself, having more energy and vitality, feeling proud of yourself. Create this image in your mind. Take it up to the back of your mind and keep it there to remind you. And every day as you think of this image, your future, give yourself permission to see yourself changing. Picturing yourself eating more slowly, taking care, making good choices, edging the plate away when you've had enough. Because every day you're moving toward your ideal self, becoming slimmer, healthier, fitter. So proud of yourself. And in this season, this festive season, you'll have the distant 6-month image fixed firmly in your mind, but you also have the pictures and images of how you're changing. Your new behaviours, the way you are looking after yourself. And these images, these pictures, they remind you of your reward for saying no to excess food. And you'll find it so easy to say no. You'll be completely without any feelings of going without or being denied. Quite the reverse. Because the satisfaction that you feel in your mind and in your stomach is worth so much more than filling yourself up with excess food and drink. And if others around you are drinking alcohol, maybe to excess, this just doesn't bother you. You're not envious. You're aware of the energy in those drinks. You're aware of the damage alcohol to excess can do. So you don't want to put those drinks in your body so much. Maybe enjoying a small amount, but you know what you're worth. And you prefer to have a clear head. You decline alcohol, or you take minimal amounts. You don't need the energy. You don't need the damage. Because you're moving toward an ideal self, your ideal self. And after this festive season has passed and everything's getting back to normal, you'll feel so proud of yourself for saying no. You really enjoy a lighter feeling in your stomach, being able to move so much more freely, easily, your clothes becoming looser, more comfortable day by day, your mind clear, alert, and you're feeling just wonderful. It's so easy to sustain your determination and motivation to eat smaller amounts of healthy food. Because food is just something to help you live. And you don't live to eat. Food is not that important to you. Yes, you enjoy nice food, special meals. But you're aware that everything that you can put in your mouth is simply not always good for you. So you make good choices. The only food you eat is healthy, well-proportioned food that's good for you. You're proud of your body. You do good things for yourself. You love and respect your body, and you treat it with the love and respect it deserves. Your body works so well for you. And imagine, just use your imagination now. All the cells and organs and systems of your body are protecting every second of your life. They fight off disease, foreign invaders. Isn't it time to repay and reward your body for all the good things it has ever done? So you do so. You do this willingly. You provide your body with nutrients found in healthy, natural food. And perhaps you can even imagine the cells of your body. Imagine them, you sense them, you see them, and you act as a loving, nurturing parent. You naturally want only the best for those cells, and your inner mind knows exactly what your body needs. just small amounts of healthy, nutritious food. That's all your body wants. No less, no more. And in the festive season, you don't harm your body. You don't threaten those cells with junk. You don't overload your system, making your body ill. No, you continue to nurture and look after yourself. You continue to nurture and look after yourself throughout this season. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 through to 5. On the count of 5, you'll awake, invigorated, refreshed, ready to allow this session, these suggestions to work for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and on 5, open your eyes and awake.